Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is an Andy Tiffin about MGM Network. The Friday morning good time edition coming up in our final hour. Back to the Mile High City we go with the Broncos escaping against the Silver and Black. In 20 minutes, we'll stay with the NFL and sprinkle in some college football as well as we pick six like we do each and every single Friday. Then he's always hanging around. I hear he has an announcement. The Donkster is here at 8:40 before we get you ready for Bet Sweats and Weekend. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Welcome to our audience on Stadium. We always stream our final hour. We're doing the same on X. So how you guys doing? Hope you're ready for the weekend. Thanks for being with us. If you'd like to watch us on Stadium, you can check us out on BallySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app. Last night in Denver, snooze fest. Boring. The Broncos escaped the Raiders. 10-7, the Raiders getting 9 points. Broncos minus 475 on the money line. Total set at 42 and a hook. The under hits. Not the most watchable game. Pretty ugly. Raiders strike first. Ashton Jeanty from 4 yards away. 7-0 Vegas. Jeanty with 60 yards on 13 carries. The Broncos respond in the second quarter. Bo Nix finding Troy Franklin for a quick score. Nix, 16 of 28, 150 yards and 2 picks. Meanwhile, the Broncos defense blocks a punt from Vegas. They sack Geno Smith 6 times, so they escape. Broncos have won 7 straight. They're 8-2, but they've beaten a lot of bad teams. This was not an impressive one.
Right. Not only are they just beating the bad teams, they're barely skating by against some of these bad teams, because we've seen this earlier in the season where the offense just isn't very consistent. And there's these little glitches with Bo Nix where he just flips a switch and he like forgets what to do. So for a young quarterback, sometimes you expect this. But for a team that's 8-2, I think that's the benchmark, is that, you know, if this was a middling team, you'd say, okay, you know, they're skating by. Expectations weren't that high. But now when you stand with one of the best records in the NFL, you know, the standard's going to be a little bit higher and the expectations are going to be more. And it's just one of those things where you do the eye test and you're like, this team does not look like they're 8-2. So I understand the defense can get you in a lot of good positions to win a ton of games. And we've seen that with the Broncos, especially last night. When you only need to score 10 points in a game to win, that is a great position to be in. So they're going to win a lot of games like this where it's low scoring, and they've been one of better under teams in the NFL so far this season. It's just when the expectations are, you know, pretty high for a team that's 8-2, I just sit here and question, like, is this a team that's just going to get cooked in the playoffs?
I don't know. I mean, you are what your record says you are, but also who you play matters. And Kenny gave us this stat, which is incredible. Since, I believe this is October 6th of last year, the Broncos are 14-0 against teams with losing records. But against teams with winning records, they're 1-8. So if you're a loser, watch out for the Broncos. But if you win, they are going to struggle. And I think that really sort of puts into perspective what we have here in the Broncos, which is a team that has a higher floor, but also a very limited ceiling.
Right. I think what it shows is that they have such a good defense that they can choke out these really bad offenses like we've seen from the Raiders. Like, the Raiders were, what, 7.5-point dogs in this game? Like, I think it was 9 when we did the show. And the fact that you barely won this game, like, the Raiders actually had a good shot to pull away the outright win in this one. And they're the Raiders, and they're just, you know, a team that pees down their leg. But still, for the Broncos, I think that until the offense looks a little bit better, like, this is a team I don't necessarily want to trust in the postseason. And I do think some of that record has to do with Sean Payton sometimes just can outmaneuver some of these bad head coaches.
True.
But I think the real test will be, especially in the AFC, when you have some of these high-flying offenses, like, say, the Buffalo Bills, who can post, you know, 35 points in a hurry, even against good defenses. Will your offense be able to keep up? And can you string together several consistent games from your offense? Because that is the question when it comes to the postseason.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I, you know, the Broncos are an interesting case because they are good. They have the best record in the NFL right now. But if you look at who they've beaten, it's just not a very impressive list. I mean, you can go down it. It's Jets, Giants, Cowboys, Texans, Raiders last night. Now, they did have that incredible comeback against the G-Men, right? 33 points in one quarter, which was something that definitely set a number of NFL records. But you can't rely on a game like that. I think ultimately it just kind of makes sense when you think about it, right? You have a stalwart defense. You have an offense that isn't really explosive. And you have a second-year quarterback who, at times, looks like a second-year quarterback. Bo Nix got booed in the fourth quarter last night. He said, yeah, I've been booed before. I'll be booed again. I don't know if he should be booed by Broncos fans, but if you're a quarterback in the National Football League and you're a young guy, you just take your lumps, and ultimately what you want to do is keep winning games. So I know it's not the most impressive gauntlet they've gone through, but ultimately they're still winning, and if you're a team in this position, that's all you can do, particularly in that division.
Right, and I do think at the end of the day, winning counts for something in the NFL. It's just we've seen these type of teams before where they win close games. You know, they're not super impressive when you watch them, and so they have great regular seasons, but then it comes to the postseason, and they get trounced in the first round. Like, there was a year, I think, a few years ago when it was the Vikings and the Giants. I think Brian Dable was, like, coach of the year that year. And, you know, they're like, wow, this team has the it factor, and they're winning all these close games. Then the postseason rolls around, and they look like they don't even belong in the same bracket as some of these teams. So I do think if you're looking for Broncos bets, maybe you keep them to the regular season. Like, that's my takeaway here, because here's the crazy part. They still have a pretty good pathway to win the AFC West. And even if they do have some stinkers and they lose some games, they have such a cushion since they're sitting at 8-2. And you look across the board, and what are the Chiefs? Like, the Chiefs aren't close to that. Like, I know they have a winning record, but, you know, they have a cushion over the Chiefs. I'm just wondering how some of those head-to-head games will look, because we do get that next week, Chiefs and Broncos head-to-head, and that game is in Denver, so that will be a big measuring stick for the Broncos. Can they contend against some of the best teams in the league? We will get our answer then.
Yeah, I think we are. And look, they're the favorites to win the division right now at plus 120. The Chiefs are right behind at plus 130. Chargers are plus 425. Raiders way back. They're not winning anything. So let me ask you this. Do the Broncos have a legit chance to win the division here? Like, the fact that the Chiefs are the second favorite at plus 130 is really surprising to me.
Well, it's just because one team is 8-2 and the other one is 5-4. But, like, the head-to-head matchups will still matter. But it's not going to shock me if they win the division. And it will help, you know, if you're talking about the postseason, to have some type of a home field advantage, because that's why the regular season matters, is because you have better positioning in the postseason. We know Denver is a great home field advantage. But I'm not sure if it matters. But I don't know. Like, I can see this team kind of falling and regressing back to the mean. Again, we see this all the time when teams win a bunch of close games. Eventually, the shoe will go on the other foot and the pendulum will swing and you will start to lose some of those games. So I don't know what the future holds for the Broncos, but I do know that the Raiders are still a very, very bad team. Like, I am trying to find reasons why I should still watch the Raiders, and I'm running out of things. Because even last night, like, Brock Bowers is one of the most exciting tight ends in the NFL, and they only gave him a couple targets in that game. There was, you know, a stretch where Ashton Jeanty looked really good, and he was ripping off runs right and left, which makes me have some concerns about this Broncos team, especially the way that they've started in games. Like, this is a concerning trend for Denver as well. And I know we're piling on the Broncos, which feels unfair to an 8-2 team, but you can't get off to these slow starts against teams that will actually punish you for them. Because here's the thing. They had a terrible first half of football, but the Raiders aren't good enough to punish them. So they couldn't punch it in the end zone. I will say this, that Denver is the best red zone defense in the entire NFL, so that makes sense. But still, like, when you have these slow starts like we've seen from Denver, you're not going to be playing the Giants, where you can score 30 points in the fourth quarter. You're not going to be playing the Raiders, who aren't going to punch it in, you know, in the first half and make this game closer than it should be. So I think that's another thing that goes to the cons list for the Broncos, but the cons list for the Raiders, it's the entire list.
I mean, 2-7 was a bad football team. Woof, that offensive line, so bad. They sacked, the Broncos did, Geno Smith 6 times. The Broncos now have 46 sacks through 10 games, which is the most they've had through 10 games since 1990. And that's really how the Broncos are staying in games. They're just so nasty. Also, when they had that blocked punt, which led to the field goal, which ended up being the difference in this game, the punt was blocked by J.J. Skinner. And did you see that he blocked it with his face mask? And so they asked Alex Singleton, Broncos linebacker, after the game about it, and he goes, "I'm just glad his face was there." So he went in, it hit the face mask, got the block.
Yeah, it's wild that special teams should have mattered more in this game, because in the first half, it was a great job done by the Raiders punter. And I'll say this, like, you know, I just said that the cons list is most of the list. The punter put them in great field position on, I think it was back-to-back drives, and yet the Raiders couldn't do much with it. And then you have the Broncos punter, who looks like he has the yips. I know some of this was the weather, and, like, the wind certainly played a factor here, but still, it was going off the side of his leg. So it's wild how we normally don't include special teams in, like, our handicap. But last night's game goes to show that, like, it does play a big role in the NFL this year, especially with some of these kickers, like, booting, like, you know, was it 67-yard field goals?
Yeah.
I know they didn't last night, but it is becoming a bigger factor in some of these NFL games, and I need to remember that fact.
Also, I know that we're seeing longer and longer field goals in the National Football League, but this is not a coincidence. I'm bothered by these records that we keep seeing set because these balls are definitely juiced. I think it's gone so underreported that the NFL, they used to allow, all right, you've got like a week with these set of footballs, right? That you get to work with these footballs, massage them a little bit, or get them accustomed to being kicked, whatever it is. And now a lot of these teams have had these footballs for what? A couple months, I forget what it is. Like, it's so much more time than they used to have. So now these kickers have worked with these very footballs for so long, since training camp. So of course they're going longer. Like, they're molded perfectly for professional kickers to kick them and to boot these massive field goals. Like, now 50-yard field goals are like, yeah, he'll probably make it. Now we're getting to the point where, okay, 60 is pretty long. But years and years ago, which I don't really care, because I'm not like a field goal kicker guy, but I'm just saying we need to keep in perspective all these records. There's a reason why it's happening. Just like sometimes we'll see home runs in baseball go up because the baseball is different, the football is different this year.
Yeah, but I do think some of that will regress a little bit because the weather's not going to be as good. Because, like, we're getting into the colder months. So, like, think about some of these games that are going to be played, like, December at Lambeau. Like, those are not kicker-friendly environments because, like, most of the season we've had good weather. Some of these games have been indoors, and some of these games will continue to be indoors. I am just saying, like we saw last night, wind is going to start being a factor. Snow's going to start being a factor. And some of these temperatures that drop below freezing. So maybe it won't be as much of a thing where we see a field goal kicker. We're like, oh, he's, you know, going for a 59-yard field goal. Should be an easy make for him. Especially in some of these elements. So maybe it won't be as much of a factor as we have seen, you know, earlier in the season.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen this weekend. It's going to be rainy in the Meadowlands and Iowa City. We'll talk college football here in a second. It's going to be pretty nasty. Is there anything redeeming about the Raiders before we go to break? I do feel bad for Ashton Jeanty, but the Raiders are so bad. Am I making excuses for Ashton Jeanty, by the way? I know it's less than a year in his career, but is he not as advertised, or is the Raiders' offensive line really that bad? Because I kind of think that's what's going on.
I think it's everything. I think he's a young running back playing behind a bad offensive line, and it's just a bad offense as well. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, part of the factor is that your offense, if your offense can't get going, it's all complementary football. So, you know, if the pass game's not working, it's harder for the run game to get going and vice versa. But it was nice to at least see a flash of something from Ashton Jeanty last night. So there's still plenty of potential there. I would say if there's a shining star on the Raiders, I'm going to give a shout-out to the punter again because he went to NC State. A.J. Cole, great job last night, sir. Your work is not underappreciated, at least by me.
Let me tell you something. If you can kick the ball on this show and you're from NC State, you're going to get your props every single time. We appreciate a good punter. Mm. Coming up next. Just like Jameis Winston, we're always ready for a pick six. More football and our top plays from the NFL are on the way. We'll also have some college football plays as well. Those and the Dongstra on the way. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Friday morning, good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us as usual. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger coming up on the show. Favorite plays of the weekend on the gridiron when we pick six. So, as we have seen, now that Halloween is over, everyone is into Christmas, skipping right past Thanksgiving. But I thought this was hilarious. So, you know, I always go to Lost and Found, which is a bar right around the corner from where I live. It's my favorite bar on the planet. Been going there for, God, 10 plus years. And so I was in there on Tuesday with the lovely Catherine. I was talking to Jasmine, and Jasmine has been a long time bartender, but now she's the manager there. And so she was talking about Christmas ideas. And she goes, hey, guess what we're doing for Christmas? I was like, what? She goes, we're having Santa. Santa's coming. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, we're going to have Santa in the bar from like 9 to 11, and you can come over, you can sit in his lap, you can talk to him. I go, this is a great idea. I will absolutely come if Santa is there. But she said that she hired the Santa, who's like an old school, right, with the beard and everything. And she said, you know, since it's later, if you want a couple drinks from behind the bar, let us know. And he goes, no, just make sure you have plenty of milk. Now that is a good, this guy is coming. He's like, no, I don't care about any of your drinks. No. I want to make sure there's milk there because I'm Santa Claus. And by the way, if you could throw in some cookies, that'd be great as well. I love that commitment. Love it.
Ooh, method acting, right?
Yeah.
He could do a White Russian. That was one of the first alcoholic drinks I ever drank. I used to drink those with my grandpa around Christmas because that has milk in it, and it basically tastes like chocolate milk. And now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like it tastes really good with cookies.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing to me. Think about that for a second. Yep. I got to have my milk there. I'm Santa Claus. That is method acting at its greatest. But I love that. And by the way, I am going to sit in Santa's lap. Think about how many people are going to try that. Couple pops at the bar. Like, I'm going to go sit in this. Oh my God, that poor guy is going to be fending off people the entire night. I know.
Yeah, just better hope that, like, none of the NFL players that I always see you hanging out with, like, go sit on his lap because they're probably pretty heavy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I appreciate it, though, Santa. Good old Saint Nick, always coming through. Just like we do each and every Friday, because it is time to lock in our winners.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Let's start here. Lubbock, Texas. BYU, Texas Tech, under 52.5. I don't like Texas Tech. I don't like that they're good this season. I'm glad they're back in a Big 12 where they belong while we moved on. And when I want to make myself feel better, I always watch that old video of that guy in the end zone ringing the bell. It's hilarious. You can look it up yourself. But Texas Tech is legit. They are very, very good. They have some real beasts on that defensive line. David Bailey, Romello Height. I mean, those guys are just NFL dudes waiting to go to the league. And I say that because BYU wants to run the football, and they're going to run right into the heart of that defensive line, which is going to slow them down. I think Tech covers the number. That number is sitting at minus 10. But because they can slow down the BYU rushing attack, and because when Texas Tech gets a lead, they tend to slow the pace and hold on to that lead, I think that means we're going to get an under in Lubbock. Baron Morton has been great. Texas Tech has been awesome. But this is too many points. Let's go under 52 and a hook between BYU and Texas Tech.
Yeah, I think the defensive line is certainly going to be the star of this game for Texas Tech, and it feels to me like BYU has not faced a defensive line this nasty, and it's not even close. Like, I think some people point at that Utah game and say, okay, maybe the game is very similar to that one, but Texas Tech, it is another story facing the pressure that that defensive line brings. If you want to watch it, it is a noon Eastern start in Lubbock on Saturday.
Pick six!
Ah, pick six. We get a defensive pick six call as opposed to the other guy. Pick six. All right, so next up, we're going to go to the NFL, and I'm going with the dog in a big divisional matchup between the Rams and the Niners. So we're going to go with San Francisco getting the 4.5 here because we've seen this matchup belong to the dogs in each of the last six meetings. The underdog has covered in six straight games between the Niners and the Rams and four straight outright wins, courtesy of whoever's the underdog in this matchup. So I understand the Rams are riding high right now, co-favorites to win the NFC over at BetMGM. And I do feel like in the NFL, sometimes you have to sell a stock when it is high. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the Rams are not one of the best teams in the NFL. I am just saying that this is going to be a closer matchup than this line indicates. The Niners are getting healthier. I'll take the 4.5 with San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan.
All right. Ooh, I like that as well. I talked about that bet earlier in the show, so I'm with you there. It is a 425 start in Santa Clara.
Pick six.
Pick six. Ah, there we go. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, laying 6.5 at home against Colorado. Remember the Buffaloes, Colorado? Have we forgotten about them? Yes. Remember a couple years ago, Deion walked in. He was coming. He's bringing his luggage. And it was Louis. Well, that luggage now is Samsonite because the Buffaloes have been terrible. Terrible. Lost to Utah, 53-7. Lost to Arizona, 52-17. They are spiraling right now. They are rotating quarterbacks in and out of the game every game because no one can get it done. This week, Deion decided, okay, let's switch play callers here. Remember a couple years ago when Deion Sanders was going to change the face of college football with his recruiting and his coaching? That seems like a distant memory. The Buffaloes are a bad football team. They are directionless, and now they have to go to Morgantown to take on this feisty West Virginia crew. Give me the Mountaineers laying less than a touchdown. West Virginia minus 6.5.
Ooh, wasn't there something with Dumb and Dumber in Colorado? Mary Samsonite? Yeah. Didn't she live in, was it Aspen?
That's right.
I don't know why I thought
Samsonite.
That.
I was way off. I think that was the line.
Mm. All right. Well, clearly my head is very focused on these games. If you want to watch it, Buffs and Mountaineers get together at noon Eastern in Morgantown.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, this week's fishy line, or a line that I feel like is going to reel a lot of the public in, is the Patriots getting points on the road at the Bucs. So I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Tampa Bay at home here. Tampa Bay coming off a week of rest, and I feel like this is a sell-high spot for the Patriots, where it's a tough defensive matchup. We know Todd Bowles is going to have a great game plan going against a young quarterback in Drake May, who has looked great so far and maybe has a decent game in this one. But the Patriots' defense is really stout against the run, but they can certainly be had against the pass when you look at their numbers. And that's not a great matchup when you go against Baker Mayfield, who can throw to whoever. It seems to matter the receivers on the field, no matter if Mike Evans is out. He is going to make his receivers better. And plus, this is a home matchup, you know, where the Bucs have been really good. So I think this is kind of the low point for the Patriots. They've been skating by. They've been winning some close games. So I think that I'm going to go with the odds makers here. We're going to lay the 2.5 with Tampa Bay. I think it's a big win for Baker Mayfield and company.
Oh, I like that as well. I feel like the line, like you were talking about, is just kind of begging you to take the Patriots. But the Buccaneers, with Baker in this spot, feels like that's the right call. I think they can pass on the Patriots, so I think you're right there. Early slate game, 1 o'clock start at Raymond James Stadium.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Oregon at Iowa, as the Hawkeyes like to say. We're going to go under 40.5. You're like, oh my God, dude, what are you doing? Oregon at Iowa, it's a low total. Yeah, I know. Ducks are coming off a bye week. They should be ready for this game. But will they be ready for the Iowa defense, which gives up 2.6 yards per play? They are so stingy. And you guys know Iowa football, right? Every game is usually decided by 3 or 4 points. Either they win or they lose. They're sneaky decent this year. They're number 20 in the country. But this is about the weather. 80% chance of rain in Iowa City, according to the Daily Tip Doppler 9000. Always accurate, always ahead of the curve. We're going to have winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. So you take rainy weather, a stingy defense, and an Iowa team that always tends to play lower scoring games, particularly at Kinnick Stadium. It's low, but it's the right side. Let's go under 40.5 in Iowa City.
Ah, Iowa football, absolutely unwatchable. We'll see if Oregon can do something about this. And low-key, this is a big game for Oregon. You know, they have a couple spots where they could trip themselves up, and already it feels like the committee's not super high on Oregon. So they've got this one, and then they end the year on the road at Washington, which is another place that is not the easiest place to play on the road. So a couple of big road tests for Dan Lanning and company. But I will say this, he did respond nicely on that road matchup against Penn State, which, insert eye roll here, I know people say Penn State's terrible. They weren't terrible back then, and plus that was the whiteout. If you're talking about tough road environments, Oregon fit the bill in that one. So I would lean towards Oregon, but this is a high number and a very low total, so I think the under is certainly the way to go. It's a top 20 battle at Kinnick Stadium at 3:30 Eastern on Saturday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, so if you like low totals, we've got another game for you. Houston Texans, Jacksonville Jaguars. We're going to go under 37.5. So this one's been dropping like a rock when it comes to this total, and some of this has to do with the quarterback situation with the Texans. It's C.J. Stroud who is not going to be playing in this one, so we get another dose of Davis Mills and his super long neck. But I think the story for me in this one is how good the Texans' defense has been. And you look at them, and they're the number one scoring defense in the NFL, limiting opponents to under 20 points a game, and it has just been stifling. And this is why the Texans have been one of the best under teams in the league this season, under on 6 of their 8 games so far this year. So a low total. I don't believe in the Jaguars going against the stifling Texans defense. And plus, you look at the offensive line for the Texans, it's still not good. No matter who's the quarterback, they're not going to get a ton of protection. So I feel like this is going to be a lower scoring game. So we're going to hit the under 37.5 between the Texans and the Jaguars. Jaguars defense, don't let me down, because that is the sabotage factor in this game.
No, I think you're spot on here. The Texans had a hard time moving the ball with C.J. Stroud. And Davis Mills in that neck. It reminds me of the picture that we tweet out every day. Look at my picture on that. This is Davis Mills. That's how I look in the graphic that we tweet out. Like, I don't know what was going on with me that day. I look like a giraffe in that picture. That's why I never retweet it. I'm like, it's a bad picture of me. And from a few years ago. So I used to make fun of Davis Mills and his neck. And then I'm like, look at you. You also have a long neck. Maybe you should not do that any longer.
Karma, it'll get you every time. I wonder if Davis Mills feels that way, like about his neck and his picture, or if any of the NFL players like see their like profile picture on ESPN, they're like, God, do we have to use that? Or they did something stupid in those like the moving intros for like Sunday Night Football when they're like pointing at the camera and they're like talking about like their elementary school or high school or college. Like, there's got to be somebody who cringes every time they see theirs.
I think so. Oh, man. Well, when you look back at old pictures, well, I mean, I guess if that's your neck, that's your neck, unless it's grown a couple inches in the past few years. I'm not one to talk. But honestly, more than anything else, I always wondered when I saw that picture first come out, and I know it's been exaggerated a little bit. Like, I worried about injury. You know what I mean? Who was it that used to do the, this is old school, Merton Hanks? Look up that video. He was a corner for the Niners. I know this is an old school reference, but he used to bop his head like this as he would return a pick six or go into the end zone. And it was just like a bobblehead or something. He had a super long neck, and that was his thing when he would go into the end zone. Like, he was known for that. But I always thought, isn't that dangerous if you play in the NFL?
I think he should wear one of those old school like neck protectors that like the fullbacks wore. Or was it like the linebackers? You know what I'm talking about? Where it like comes up to here. That's what
he needs. Yeah.
And it would come up to here.
Oh, and just protect him. Like the toilet bowl the guys used to wear. Yeah, that was it. You know what I'm talking about? Like the old school, before even the neck protector came up, before that it was the whole toilet seat where they just wear that cushion around the shoulder pads. Like, I don't know if that helped or not. That's how football has changed over time. It's like the one bar face mask. The last guy to wear that was a Browns kicker. I saw that the other day. And he got grandfathered in. Like, if you wanted to wear one bar today, like a lot of guys did, like Joe Theismann did back in the day for the Redskins, very famously, like, you couldn't do it. It's just, it's a safety hazard. But there's one dude in like 2007 who was a holder for the Browns, I think. That's what it was. And he has the one bar, and he has like this huge mustache. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a bygone era. Well, we're going to go from old school to new school, because now we got to put our official bets on the card. You've heard our favorite football plays. But which ones are we going to make official? We're going to tell you. We're going to talk with the Donkster, and then we're going to hand things off to Bet Sweats. It's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. It is the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the show, the Daily Tip on BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger coming up on the show. Donkster is here. Major announcement. Is what I'm told. The Donkster has a major announcement on this Friday. Can't wait to hear that. I got to get ready to go to Madrid on Monday. That's going to be something. So a lot of packing to do this weekend. Lovely Catherine is coming along as well, going for Commanders, playing Madrid next week. So that's going to be fun. But then we're going to try and squeeze in some tourist stuff along the way. And Kate, our social media manager, has been awesome, has given me a list of places to visit, food to eat, things to do in Madrid. So we've been eating that up. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting.
Ah, that is nice. Like, yeah. I love Europe. Like, I wish I could go all the time just because it feels like they have the history that we don't. Like, we have some old buildings in, like, New England. But nothing compared to like some of these civilizations in Europe, and they have like, you know, these great castles and palaces that have been standing for like 1,000 years. Like, it's wild.
Yeah.
So if you love history, like, I feel like that's certainly the place to be. I don't know anything about Madrid, though. I do know they have a great soccer team. I know people always suggest that. Go see a soccer game. But what are you most looking forward to? Like, have you looked at the tourist spots? Is there something that, like, you want to see for sure?
Not really. Am I lame? I want some good food. I mean, I have looked. I've mainly looked at the food. Like, I'm really interested about the cuisine. And I'm looking forward to spending time with Catherine, where we just get actual time together, like hours at a time, because we get it throughout the week. But I always say this, it's like, all right, not necessarily ships passing in the night, but you know, when you work the schedules that we do, it's really hard. So I'm looking forward to all that time, having some really good food, and I want to be near the water. There's a lot of places that you can sort of find, you know, kind of in that realm, or at least in that vein. So I can't wait.
Ah, they have tapas there, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've been to Spain, but I've been to Barcelona, which is like a little different. They don't even... They speak, like, Catalan there. Like, I thought, okay. I was like, oh, I know some Spanish. But, like, the dialect is, like, pretty different. So, like, I don't know what they do in Madrid. Again, doesn't sound like I have a ton of culture. And I know normally you come to me for Texas Roadhouse takes.
I do.
But I'm sure the food will be very good. And I do remember everybody goes out super late there. So maybe it's different than Barcelona, because I know Barcelona is, like, a party town. But I wonder if it's like that in Madrid.
I don't know. What are you doing there in Hendersonville? What am I going to miss?
God. You're going to Spain, and I'm going to, like, Texas Roadhouse.
Hey,
like,
Texas Roadhouse is awesome. Today. What if I'm in Spain eating tapas and be like, this is fine, but I could use some of those Texas Roadhouse rolls right now. They're always delicious. See? Look at you. You got excited for a second, didn't you?
They are good. But, like, okay. Here's the thing. Like, you do all these worldly things. You go to these, like, hot new restaurants. And I'm like, I'm pretty excited to go to Costco today. Like, I'm going to see, like, what household items we're going to stock up on. And I'm going to save so much money by buying in bulk. That's the adult, like, section of life that I'm on right now.
Well, don't worry. I got a lot of adulting to do this afternoon. I could bore you with stories. Oh, my God. I had to fix my toilet last week. I don't know anything. Did some spackling, you know, just like basic household stuff. So don't worry, I'm there with you. And then in Madrid, I'll be like, yeah, this is the life. And then you come back home. You know what's bad about, do you do this when you go on vacation and you get there and you already start worrying about having to come back home when the vacation's going to be over? I do that all the time. I'm like, Michael, enjoy the trip instead of worrying about when you're coming back. Because you know how it is when you go on vacation, you kind of get lost in the moment, like, oh, this is my life. And then towards the end of the week, you're like, oh, back to reality here soon. I'm like, enjoy the moment. I'm not good at that.
I feel like I'm forced to live in the moment because I have a child. And I'm like, all right, Chelsea, you're overseas. You cannot lose this child. So most of the time, it's like survival mode. It's like, okay, where do we need to be next? Because you know how it is with traveling. It's like there's so many different factors. And, you know, you don't know the lay of the land. So for me, I'm very much in the moment, but I'm still stressing.
I hear you. Well, no stress now. Nothing but dubs for the weekend. Nothing but dubs. I'll say it again, Chelsea. So let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
All right. Here we go. I'm ready for a 2-0 weekend. One bet for you and one bet for me.
All right, best bet of the weekend for me is going to be on Texans tight end Dalton Schultz to go over 34.5 receiving yards because he's been on a tear lately. He's hit this number in 3 of 4 games, had 6 catches on 8 targets for 77 yards last week with Davis Mills at quarterback. So you say to yourself, well, do you really want to trust Davis Mills? Again, he went for 77 yards last week against a really stingy Denver defense. And ain't nobody calling the Jaguars defense stingy. That's the matchup this week. And the Jags have been a smash spot for opposing tight ends all season long, giving up the second most fantasy points to tight ends and the 4th most yards to opposing tight ends as well. In fact, a tight end has been the leading receiver in each of the last 2 games for the opponent for Jacksonville, including that monster game from Brock Bowers where he had 127 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns. We don't need that from Dalton Schultz. We just need him to go over 34.5 receiving yards. So I think the matchup is great. Dalton Schultz has been getting more targets, and clearly Davis Mills likes throwing to him. So let's go Schultz over 34.5 receiving yards for -110.
All right. I'm going to go back to the well here. Just talked about it in our previous segment, and we're going to go West Virginia laying 6.5. against Colorado. Maybe this is a public play. The number is the number, right? Vegas rarely gets it wrong. So when I say I feel like this is a blowout, well, it probably won't be a blowout. The sports books know what they're doing. But I just don't see it for Colorado. They seem like a mess right now. And Deion has admitted, yeah, it's all on me. Don't criticize the players. This is on me, and I respect that. He's taking the lead as the head coach and taking the blame. And he should, because this is a team that keeps getting blown out, and they keep rotating quarterbacks in, and now they're changing play callers. That is a lot of change when you're talking about being more than midway through the season, and now, after two consecutive blowouts where it wasn't close, Utah scored in the 50s, Arizona scored in the 50s, and now you have to go across the country to Morgantown, which is always a difficult place to play, and you're getting this number below 7. Maybe Colorado surprises, but I do not see it. I'm going with the Mountaineers, -6.5 against the Buffs.
Ah, I've been brushing up on my Dumb and Dumber knowledge since you started talking about luggage and Deion and Samsonite. So Mary Swanson's her name. I don't know why I was like, Samsonite, because wasn't that the running joke in the movie, is that they thought her last name was Samsonite? It's been a while. I don't think I've seen Dumb and Dumber in quite some time, but I think it's one of my husband's favorite movies, so I probably need to rewatch it at some point.
Oh, it's awesome. I love that movie. It stands the test of time. You can watch it now, and it's not all movies do that, as you know, especially comedies. Like, sometimes things that were funny, you know, 30, 40 years ago don't necessarily hold up. Dumb and Dumber always holds up. It's awesome.
I think it's one of those things where it's so stupid, and obviously the name is Dumb and Dumber, but it's carried by the cast. Like, if it's anybody other than Jim Carrey and who's the guy that has the blonde hair? Now he's in, like, serious stuff.
Jeff Daniels.
What's his name? Jeff Daniels. Like, especially Jim Carrey. Like, nobody else pulls off that role. That is, like, a character role that the writing maybe wasn't that great, but he absolutely nailed it when it came to the execution.
Oh, he did. And it's the perfect, not foil for Jim Carrey, but they just have the perfect chemistry. Like, they absolutely nailed that movie. I might watch that again this afternoon. A little pick-me-up. All right, before we give you off to bed sweats, we got to find out what the Donkster is. He has a big announcement. What's going on here, Donkster?
I'm so sad to hear about the demise of ESPN Bet.
Oh.
Yeah, you seem really crushed.
Sort of. I guess what I'm trying to say is there's a new game in town. Go ahead and download the Donkster Bet app today.
Oh, no, there's not room for this.
For every women's volleyball game you bet on, you get $5 in Donkster coins for your next women's volleyball bet.
Well, what are Donkster coins?
Actual coins you get in the mail. Put them in your bank account and then make your bet only on the Donkster Bet app.
Real coins? Are there any banks that accept Donkster coins?
Maybe.
Okay. That's what I thought. Donkster, we don't have all day. This is not your show. Do you have a bet?
Bears, -4.5, hosting the San Francisco Giants.
Well, not off to a roaring start with the Donkster Bet app, but now we have new space for new apps. ESPN Bet. Down the tubes. What a run.
Yeah.
What a run.
Only lost, what, a cool $1 billion? Like, that's the wild part to me. Like, how do you lose that much money? Like, I understand that, like, there's a lot that goes into running a sports betting app. But, like, Penn had the partnership with Barstool that lost money. And then they had the partnership with ESPN that lost money.
They have blown through hundreds of millions of dollars. It's remarkable.
No, billions. Billions. Yeah,
is it a billion? I had to end this deal early. God. How does a company like that stay afloat when you've lost $1 billion or hundreds of millions of dollars in a short period of time? Like, I don't know, but they do.
Well, that's how we feel better about ourselves, because no matter how many bets we lose on this damn show, at least we haven't lost $1 billion. Like, this is the equivalent of watching like those shows on TLC where you're like, hey, at least I'm not a 1,000-pound sister. I've got some things going for me in my life. At least we have not lost $1 billion, Shanks.
Yeah, that's what I say to myself. I'm like, you know, it hasn't been the best week, but I haven't lost $1 billion. Last time I checked, I don't weigh 1,000 pounds. Looks like everything's trending my way.
Winning.
What's next? And speaking of, I was thinking about, oh, maybe I'll win the lottery. And then this morning, 4:30 a.m., I'm sitting at my computer and I get a message, Facebook Messenger. Hey, I'm the lady that just won the Powerball. I'm ready to share my winnings. I'm like, okay.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
Definitely
don't know.
Click on that.
Yeah, definitely. Guys, thanks for being with us. Another great Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip. On about MGM Network for Chelsea Messenger. D-Day, Denton Day, Double D. He's not here today, but here in spirit, Max Sheedy, Kenny Henderson, and the Donkster. I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck on your bets and have a great weekend. We'll see you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.